Time now for the morning news. Brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City. You get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast is calling for partly cloudy skies with a high near 38. We'll have a full forecast, including current temperatures, right after sports. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting the news. Our lead story. Fairfield Memorial Hospital continues to make progress on their expansion project. During the week of December 28th, the spray fireproofing on the third floor is nearing completion, and they will then be moving on to the second floor. Great progress has been made on the interior partitions and door frames on the third floor, and this should continue for the next 2 weeks. Mechanical, plumbing, and electrical trades are working on the end wall and above the ceiling work on the third floor, and continuing the above ceiling work on the first and second floors. During the week of January 4th, weather permitting, the spray fireproofing will be underway on the second floor. Work on partitions and door frames will continue on the third floor, and they will begin setting the remaining exterior studs and sheathing. The mechanical, plumbing, and electrical work will continue with the end wall and above ceiling work throughout the addition. Fairfield Memorial Hospital is extremely thankful for all of the support and interest from the community, and hopes everyone has a happy and safe new year. We'll have more news right after this break.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials: a power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you use your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition: a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
Losing a loved one is something no one should ever have to face alone. Unfortunately, during such an emotional and grief-filled time, there are many decisions to be made. The caring staff at Cook Funeral Chapel will help you with those decisions. They will work with you and make sure you have the type of service that will honor the life and memory of your loved one. Cook Funeral Chapel, with locations in Carmi, Grayville, and Crossville.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-by is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
And now, the rest of the news. An Evansville, Indiana man has been jailed on a felony gun charge following a traffic stop in Grayville on Christmas Eve. Robert A. Wills, 26, of Gum Street in Evansville, was initially cited for improper lane usage, a traffic offense. However, after further investigation, Wills was found to be a convicted felon in possession of a weapon. Edwards County State's Attorney Eric St. Ledger confirms a warrant was subsequently issued for the weapons offense. Records show that Wills was booked into the White County Jail for Edwards County authorities shortly after 3 a.m. on December 24th. The offense is a Class 3 felony and carries a potential prison sentence of 2 to 5 years. In news from the Village of Wayne City regarding the 2021 golf cart and UTV ordinance stickers, the stickers are now available for purchase at the Village Hall. The cost is $35 for the renewal stickers, and the Village Hall office hours are 8 to 4:30 on Monday through Friday. Wayne County Health Department has been notified of additional positive lab-confirmed PCR-tested cases, along with additional probable cases regarding Wayne County residents. There have been 17 lab-confirmed PCR-reported cases: a female child, a male teen, a male in his 20s, 3 females in their 30s, 3 males in their 30s, a female in her 40s, a male in his 40s, 3 females in their 50s, a male in his 60s, a female in her 70s, and a male in his 70s. There was also one antigen probable reported case without additional PCR testing. To date, on lab-confirmed PCR-tested cases, there have been 1,221 positive cases in Wayne County. 44 people who were positive lab-confirmed cases have died. 2 are currently reported as hospitalized, and 94 are currently isolating. To date, on antigen-positive cases considered probable, there have been 111 cases reported in Wayne County. 10 people are currently isolating, along with being actively contact traced. Wayne County currently has a number of probable cases that they are already in the process of contact tracing. A probable case may mean that they were a close contact of a lab-confirmed positive COVID-19 person and may be exhibiting symptoms. Or a probable case could be someone who has tested positive for an antigen test without a confirmatory PCR test being completed. Wayne County Health Department continues to investigate each case, ensuring the isolation of the positive or probable patient. In addition, Wayne County Health Department places close contacts that have had exposure to the positive patient on quarantine for a minimum of 14 days. This allows symptoms to develop and pass without posing a risk to others. As a precaution, if an individual has been tested for COVID-19, it's advised that they self-quarantine until their test results are received. If the test result is positive, that person will then be contacted by the Wayne County Health Department. The public is asked to follow and share trusted sources of information on COVID-19, as the spread of incorrect information during a disease outbreak can lead people to take actions which may not be beneficial to their health or the health of others. The Illinois Department of Public Health has established a 24-hour COVID-19 hotline at 1-800-889-3931. Meanwhile, the state of Illinois is currently reporting a total of 955,380 cases of COVID-19 in the state, with 16,357 confirmed deaths, 1,454 probable deaths, and to date, the state has performed a total of 13,178,017 tests. The current recovery rate in the state of Illinois is 98%. In hospital availability, the state is reporting a total of 721 ICU beds available out of 3,286, with 4,083 of the state's 5,697 ventilators available at this time. As Illinois COVID-19 hospitalization and case numbers have stabilized since the second wave highs of last month, the governor's office announced 126,211 vaccinations were administered throughout the state, including Chicago, as of Tuesday evening. The state has delivered 108,225 vaccine doses of Pfizer and 161,400 doses of Moderna to hospitals throughout the state, not including Chicago. The preliminary 7-day statewide case positivity rate from December 23rd through the 29th is at 7.6%. which is 0.2 percentage point higher than the 7-day average case positivity rate reported Tuesday. The 7-day statewide case positivity rate has remained below 8% for 11 consecutive days. From November 7th through December 7th, the rate stayed above 10%, prompting Pritzker to implement Tier 3 mitigations throughout the state on November 20th. Out of the state's 11 mitigation regions, only 4 regions, Regions 3, 4, 5, and 10, have not met the conditions laid out by the Pritzker administration to return to Tier 2 mitigations. The other 6 regions have experienced a test positivity rate of less than 12% for 3 consecutive days. Although Tier 2 mitigations still prohibit indoor dining at restaurants or bars, a return to Tier 2 mitigations would lessen restrictions on retail capacity at stores and Illinois businesses. When Pritzker was asked about returning to Tier 2 last week, he said he has no immediate plans to lift the Tier 3 mitigations currently in effect statewide. And when a new year begins in Illinois, there typically are dozens, if not hundreds, of new laws going into effect. Senate Bill 667 amends the Illinois Insurance Code to cap out-of-pocket insulin costs at $100 per month for all patients using a state-regulated insurance plan, regardless of the amount of insulin or type of covered prescription insulin drug used to fill the insured patient's prescription. House Bill 2708 amends the Missing Persons Identification Act to allow law enforcement agencies to obtain a DNA sample of a missing person or a DNA reference sample from family members. The law also provides that law enforcement cannot retain DNA samples from family members or the missing person after the person has been located. House Bill 2818 amends the Address Confidentiality for Victims of Domestic Violence Act by including survivors of sexual assault and stalking in the Illinois Address Confidentiality Program, which offers survivors protection from their abusers by allowing them to acquire and use a substitute address instead of their real address. In addition to the three new laws taking effect on January 1st, there is a previous law that continues to ramp up the minimum wage in Illinois to $11 an hour. The rate will continue to increase an additional $1 an hour each January 1st until it reaches $15 an hour in 2025. And the Illinois House of Representatives is being called into a lame duck session. Speaker Michael Madigan's chief of staff called the House members back to the Capitol yesterday for a session to begin on January 8th. The session could last at least through the 13th, when incoming members are sworn in. State senators have been told to be ready to be called back to the Capitol during the same dates, but President Don Harmon's office has not issued an official call. And taking a look at the river stages as of this morning, the Little Wabash east of Fairfield stands at 13.25 feet below the 17-foot flood stage. Meanwhile, the Skillet Fork at Wayne City has a reading of 7.37 feet. The Little Wabash below Clay City is at 8.20 feet below its 18-foot flood stage. And elsewhere in the region, Bonpaw Creek at Browns reads 10.64 feet. The Little Wabash at Main Street in Carmi reads 10.27 feet. And the Wabash River at Mount Carmel currently reads 4.99 feet. Today's crude oil price is $41.40, up 40 cents from yesterday. The February crude oil price is $48.34, up 3 cents since yesterday morning. And the guest today on the Community Connection will be Lee Margaret Stull with Career Builder. Community Connection airs at 7:30 on AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. Morning Coffee will feature Mark Turner, Tom Levine, and Jeremy Smith. Morning Coffee is between 8 and 9 a.m. on 104.9 weekdays. That's a look at news. Area deaths are next.
At the end of a hospital stay, families are often faced with difficult decisions about their loved ones needing skilled rehabilitation care. Regardless of where your loved one's hospital is, the Transitional Care Rehab Program at Hamilton Memorial Hospital can help. Our skilled rehab and nursing care can provide twice-daily physical and occupational therapies, daily access to providers, and private bed and bathrooms, all right here close to your family's home. If you're faced with care decisions, ask your loved one's care planner about Hamilton Memorial Hospital Transitional Care Rehabilitation or call 643-5824.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 93-year-old Albion resident Evelyn E. Smith died on Sunday, December 27th. Evelyn Smith is survived by two children, one granddaughter and one great-grandson. Services for Evelyn Smith will be held at 11 a.m. on Thursday, December 31st, today, at Graceland Cemetery. Nail's Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. 41-year-old America A. Francis died on Saturday, December 26th. Amy Francis is survived by her father, Randall Peavler, two sons, one uncle, one aunt, and several cousins. Private services for Amy Francis will be held at a later date, and her body has been cremated. Memorials may be made to help with the expenses. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. 72-year-old resident of Fairfield, Dennis R. Kuntz, died on Monday, December 28th. Dennis Kuntz is survived by his wife, Phyllis, children Jared Kuntz, Dana Opal, and Heather Austin, seven grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, and siblings Danny Kuntz and Melba Cargill. Services with military rites for Dennis Kuntz will be held at 11:30 a.m. on Saturday, January 2nd at Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be from 10:30 until time of the service. memorials may be made to Frontier Community College's automotive department. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. 79-year-old Captain William Dennis Glenn of McClansboro died on Sunday, December 27th at 10:25 at the Missouri Baptist Medical Center in St. Louis. Dennis spent 40 years working his way up from deckhand on the river to a U.S. Merchant Marine officer, retiring as a captain. Captain William Glenn is survived by his wife, Ruth Ann Nelson, and four children, Debbie McFarland, Phyllis Vanover, Lyle Glenn, and Billy Glenn, as well as eight grandchildren and 11 great-grandchildren. In lieu of flowers, donations can be sent three ways, online, by mail, or at the funeral home. To Only Believe Ministries at P.O. Box 396, Galicia, Illinois, 62935, or online at onlybelieveministries.org. Write Dennis Glenn Memory in the note. Funeral services for Captain William Glenn will be Saturday, January 2nd at 1 p.m. at the Turning Point Church, located at 107 East Broadway Street in McLeansboro. Visitation will be held on Saturday from 11 a.m. until the time of the funeral. Chad Everett will officiate with burial in the Oddfellows Cemetery in McLeansboro. Sloan Funeral Home of Galicia is in charge of the arrangements. The Glenn family would like to encourage everyone to socially distance and to wear a mask if possible. Reno Edwin Casanova, 25, of Kennewick, Washington, formerly of Fairfield, passed away on December 15th in Kennewick, Washington. Reno Casanova is survived by his mother and stepfather, Angela and Robert Shreve, brothers Blake Walters of Carterville, Illinois, Raul Casanova of Texas, and Cheyenne Casanova, also of Texas, sisters Shauna Smith of Carterville, Illinois, Lynn Casanova of Texas, Navia Casanova of Johnson City, and stepsister Casey Shreve of Indiana, as well as paternal grandmother, a stepmother, several aunts, uncles, cousins, nieces, and nephews. A visitation for Reno Casanova will be held Monday, January 4th from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. at the Bethel Memorial Cemetery in Mount Vernon. A graveside service will begin at 2 p.m. with Brother Russell Gaston officiating. Interment will be at a later date. Memorials may be made in Reno's honor to the First Christian Church in Fairfield. Please remember to observe social distancing at this time, as the funeral home is limited to 10 people under the tent at one time. Following the CDC and NFDA regulations, we encourage everyone to wear a mask, and they will be made available upon request. Call Huey Funeral Home at 618-242-3348. Or visit hueyfh.com for further information. And Joe Marvin Abbey Sr. died on December 28th. He is a former automobile dealer and car salesman and formerly served as the civil defense director for White County for 8 years, was an auxiliary deputy sheriff for Williamson County for 4 years, and was named Auxiliary Deputy Sheriff of the Year in 1985. Joe Abbey Sr. is survived by his wife, Frida Abbey of Grayville, daughter Mabel Hawkins, 8 grandchildren, 2 step-grandchildren, 23 great-grandchildren, 3 step-great-grandchildren, 1 sister, and several nieces and nephews. Joe Marvin Abbey Sr. will be cremated, and a memorial service will be held at a later date. And as a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. Again, today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for partly cloudy skies with a high near 38. We'll have a full forecast along with current temperatures right after sports. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting the news.
What's Going On is brought to you by Jagger's Doggy Daycare in Mount Vernon, your one-stop shop for dogs, where they're open 7 days a week to provide you with dog boarding, dog grooming, dog training, and doggy daycare. Learn more by visiting their website, jaggersdoggydaycare.com. Here's what's going on Monday, January the 18th. The Mount Airy Reuton Club will be having their annual farm machinery consignment sale. It will start at 9 a.m. on January 18th. If you'd like to consign an item, you can call Steve Bass at 838-8398 or Vic Froning at Mount Airy Feed and Grain at 854-2223. Items consigned after December 21st will not be listed on the sale bill. And now is the time to get your items into the community calendar here on WFIW. Email your events to Tom Levine at originalcompany.com. We'll put them on our website at WFIWradio.com, and some will be listed here on What's Going On.
It's after Christmas savings time at Eubinger's Furniture Company. We have our showroom packed with something for everyone in the family. Closeout and markdown items throughout the store. Plus, for this sale, Eubinger's is offering up to 3 years free financing. Minimum purchase, payment, and approval required. See store for details. Or if you're not interested in using credit, we'll be giving big cash discounts in lieu of the financing. Sale ends January 1 with store hours that day from 11 till 3. Only at the after Christmas sale at Eubinger's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth a drive. Highway 50 East, Flora.
It's time for a Thursday check of sports. NBA action from yesterday, Celtics over the Grizzlies, 126-107, Nets 145, Hawks 141, Heat over the Bucks, 119-108, Hornets 118, Mavericks 99, Lakers beat the Spurs, 121-107, and the Clippers over the Trailblazers, 128-105. Top 25 college basketball, it was number 2 Baylor over Alcorn State, 105-76, number 6 Tennessee gets by number 12 Missouri, 73-53, number 20 Ohio State defeats Nebraska, 90-54, and number 24 Virginia 66, Notre Dame 57. Oklahoma and Wisconsin won college football bowl games on Wednesday. The 6th-ranked Sooners foiled number 7 Florida 55-20 at the Cotton Bowl Classic. Wisconsin rallied from 14 down early to whip Wake Forest 42-28 in the Duke's Mayo Bowl. The college football playoff is setting makeup dates if the semifinals or championship game are postponed due to COVID-19. ESPN reports if the Rose Bowl is postponed, it would be moved to January 11th. The Sugar Bowl would be moved to January 12th if necessary. The title game would be made up on January 18th, 1 week after its current scheduled date of January 11th. There has been no indication that any of the games will need to be postponed, but the CFP now has contingency plans in place. The Bears will honor the late Gale Sayers at Sunday's regular season finale against the Packers. The team will unveil a stenciled circle on the field that features his last name and number 40 jersey. The Hall of Fame running back passed away in September at the age of 77. Sayers spent his entire NFL career with Chicago from 1965 to 1972. The Kansas Comet set 23 Bears records. His 22 touchdowns in 1965 remain a rookie record. The NFL, meanwhile, is closing in on 1 million fans for the 2020 season. The league announced during a conference call Wednesday they will hit the 1 million fans mark this weekend, and there have been no COVID-19 clusters of cases because of fan attendance. There have been 102 games total with fans present so far, with the Cowboys leading the NFL, averaging more than 30,000 fans per game. Major League Baseball isn't skipping the line to get COVID-19 vaccinations for its players. The Athletic reports the league will receive vaccinations on the same timeline set by public health officials. This follows suit of the NBA, which also said earlier this month it won't jump the line. Here's your schedule for today in college football. Number 22 San Jose State takes on Ball State at the Offerpad Arizona Bowl. Number 24 Tulsa plays Mississippi State at the Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl. And Arkansas plays TCU at the Mercari Texas Bowl. In the NBA, the Bulls are in Washington. Pacers host the Cavaliers. 76ers are at the Magic. Kings at the Rockets. Knicks at the Raptors. Pelicans at the Thunder. And the Suns at the Jazz. Top 25 college basketball today has number 7 Wisconsin hosting number 24 Minnesota, number 15 Michigan at Maryland, and number 17 Oregon at home against California. That is a Thursday check of sports. Your classic hits Fairfield area weather forecast: partly cloudy today, high 38. Rain or snow likely tonight, low 30. For New Year's Day, rain likely, high 55. Cloudy skies, 40 on Saturday. For Sunday, partly sunny, high 42. And the outlook for Monday, partly cloudy with a high of 50. Overnight low was 26, yesterday's high 51. That came early yesterday morning. 0.8 of an inch of rainfall in Fairfield yesterday and overnight. Currently, humidity at 83%, winds from the west-southwest at 5 miles an hour, and the pressure at 30.28. Cloudy skies right now, we've got 27 here at the WFIW studios east of Fairfield.